Fun. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode here of Birds on a Blue Note. We're here to recap the Padres series. Able to take the series victory 2-1. Just came close to getting that sweep, but gonna kick it to our boys here, get some of their thoughts, and then a little bit of a preview into the upcoming series. So, Luke, gonna kick it to you first. What were your thoughts?
My big thing is Contreras. How his bat came alive is just really good. And I hope it continues throughout this season. That's my main thing.
How about you, Zach?
My big thing was Donovan. So watching Brendan Donovan bat really come alive, it really started striking the ball the other way, drove a couple balls to right field as well. And then Victor Scott. I mean, the average isn't there, but the intangibles, I mean, I think he hit two or three balls over 102 miles an hour this series. So that'll play.
And that speed too.
100%
Which
that
we've been
ball he
talking
scored.
about all offseason,
Oh, yeah.
manufactured runs
Yeah,
during
if
this
you saw that
series.
ball that he scored on from second, like I haven't seen a guy run that fast. It looked like he was trying to slow down. He was halfway through the dugout in a second. It was
Let
unbelievable.
alone, let's talk about him getting to second in the first place. That is
Jeez.
on a Gold Glove outfielder.
With a great arm, it on a good throw.
You don't just do that unless you got some major swagger and no, like they were talking about it on one of the broadcasts, and like you can tell he was gunning that out. He was legging that from the second he didn't stop. Like Machado, just that little second to gather
Right.
himself and make that throw is all Scott
Or
needed
you force
for
the hand.
stuff.
Oh yeah. Right. You force the hand on stuff like that as well. Like he's forcing the throw. You saw Tatis was even stunned whenever he looked up and he saw that Scott was going for a second. Like that's big.
Oh yeah. I
I
mean,
just can't believe we have a player like him. I mean, you look at all of these other teams, you got Cruz and everyone else, it's finally our turn.
right. I was gonna say Ellie De La Cruz is probably the only other guy in the league that beats that out the second. That I could think of.
We got Carroll.
You're right, Corbin.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean,
100%.
so for me, really the biggest thing that stands out actually was our pitching
Right.
the last
Yeah.
3 days. We got a bounce back from Mix. Like Gibby becomes the first NL pitcher this season to go over seven innings,
Jeez.
like, or to go at least 7 innings. Like, I wasn't expecting that on my bingo card to start the season. And
Neither was
then,
I.
I mean, even Thompson today, who by all accounts was having a bad day, not locating his stuff well, he still manages to get through a solid chunk of innings, only giving up three. And bullpen took it the rest of the way, pretty much every game. I mean, little dips there, but runs are going to score. This is Major League Baseball. You're not going to stop everybody all the time, but very encouraged by the pitching.
100%. It was more about how he responded than how he started. Like those first innings are going to happen, but for a young pitcher to walk the bases loaded, there's a single, and then walk the guy in and then bear down. I think he has strikeout right afterwards. I think 10 straight balls and 3 straight strikes. Like that's everything for me. So it's exactly what I want to see from him.
And I mean, I think we can all agree that big concern, obviously, real early right now is the offense, runners in scoring position. Again,
Yeah.
huge problem. Killing ourselves. We should easily have much larger leads in these wins. I mean, I'm not gonna, be one of those ones that's negative Nancy being like, oh, we lost, we won, we claim we win by more type of deal. But when you're not scoring those runners in position and it really sheds lights on these games, and it costs you in these one run games
Yeah.
where we're now at two 1 run losses already on the season, and it's the first week. So,
100%. The double plays are big too. It's those are killers or the double plays. I think we hit the three today, and there was a couple big ones yesterday as well, where it's just like it's gut wrenching for the whole team. Whenever you got guys on second or first and second or first and third, and you roll into a double play, that's hard to get rebound from inning after inning, you know.
yeah.
And one thing is though, the bullpen, I like it a lot better this series than last, that's for sure. They did a
Right.
lot better.
Everything looks better than last series for the most part. Almost across the board. There's not a thing that I'm not feeling better about after this series that I wasn't kind of worried about after the Dodgers series, except for maybe Nolan Gorman.
Yeah.
So, real quickly before we move on to the upcoming series, any final thoughts on what you saw in these last few days?
Really,
like I said, the biggest things of what we're looking for is what we saw, just starting pitching that was consistent. Relievers that were consistent, offense that scored runs whenever runs need to be scored. I think it was kind of weird how we scored a lot of the runs, especially the last like three or four games. A lot of some fluky stuff happened, but we're getting guys in when we need to, even late game. So I think a couple of times we've had some seventh inning rallies, sixth, seventh inning rallies. That's big. That was not happening last season.
No, not at all.
So that's about it for me.
Luke, anything else?
Not that I can think of. We pretty much covered it all.
Okay. Well, so coming up, starting tomorrow, we go straight into it. No break still for us, but we have a three-game series at home, finally getting our home opener in against the Marlins. They are going to be very hungry. They are 0-7 to start the season, and it is very likely that they get one of their wins in St. Louis. But as long as we can take that series. I mean, for me personally, my goal ever since I was young was always to be taught, take two out of three.
100%.
Yeah.
You do that, you're winning over 100 games on the season if you're able to that. So, I mean, I just want to see that continue and see the situational hitting improve this next week, especially against such a terrible team right now.
Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
There's a huge rumor. I don't know how big it is, but they're about to make a trade with the Padres. I don't know how advanced it is, but it's Arraez and Lizardo could go to the Padres. That could help us out if it finalizes.
Yes and no. I'd rather get those guys personally, but, you know, rather than get the Padres with them. But, yeah, so – I mean, we'll see where it goes. Start time tomorrow for first pitch is scheduled for 3:15 Central Time. And yeah, we'll see how it goes through the weekend.
Hope you I guys feel like have we got game one. Today. That Lynn, he's going to like the being back type feeling. He's going to come through.
I hope so. All right. Well, thanks for joining today, guys. We'll catch up again after the next series. Have a great rest of the day. Take care.
There we go.